do your own research before you talk to a travel advisor. Look at places and say, you know, just say you have an idea. I want to go here. I want to take this cruise. And then we can do the legwork.
You know, my wife and I are planning a Hawaii trip. It's kind of one of our lifelong dreams. But does it make sense to even think about travel right now with everything that's going on? That's when I said, you know what? I should probably reach out to some small businesses here in the Greenville area that specialize in travel.
Welcome, everybody, to this week's episode. We really appreciate you joining us. This podcast really shows us how we can all learn, live, and thrive off of each other. By sharing our knowledge through our conversations, we will impart some knowledge whilst learning ourselves how to progress even further. Here is your host.
Welcome, everybody. My name is Stefan, and you're listening to the Greenville Small Business Podcast, the podcast that's here to help businesses in the Greenville County area, as well as the surrounding counties of the upstate. Today, a special treat as we talk to two travel agency businesses that are located right here in Greenville County. We're going to learn a little bit more about what's happening in the travel industry, how they're being affected as small business owners, and most importantly, what you need to know if you plan on making trips and going on vacation and travel now and into the future. Stick with me. You're listening to the Greenville Small Business Podcast. Just like most people who decide that they're going to travel, I go online and I try to get recommendations from people that are on, you know, different social media channels that I follow or groups that I follow or are part of here in the Greenville County area. So I did what most people do these days, and I posted, hey, looking for recommendations for a travel agent or travel business here in the Greenville County area, because I do like to support local businesses. And I'll be honest with you, I have done the online search for flights and destinations and travel, and some of it's good. It's just I don't know what's going on in the travel industry right now. And when you hear news stories about people not getting refunded and airlines saying they're not going to do, you know, certain things for customers who have purchased tickets, your mind starts to get kind of wacky in terms of figuring out this whole industry and what you can expect as a consumer. So I said, you know, not only that, there are a lot of travel agency businesses that are based here in Greenville. Maybe not as many as years past, but I said, let me reach out to a local business to find out a little bit more, because my wife and I are planning to go to Hawaii. We have decided, we have locked it in, and we have said, you know what, we're going to go. We missed an opportunity when my brother was stationed there. However, we've decided that we're going to go. But you know what? I'm old enough and wise enough to know that I need help. And so that's when I reached out to a few people.
Travel Agents International, this is Debbie. May I help you? I'm good, honey. How are you? Sure.
Okay, right off the bat, I didn't know how I was supposed to approach a conversation with a travel agent and do a podcast at the same time. So I was very blunt and very straightforward, and I was just asking questions based off of my Hawaii trip. But there's some neat little facts that Debbie gave me that I really didn't know about.
The business is Travel Agents International. We've been in business 37 years in town. As a matter of fact, I've been in the business since I was for 40 years. All of us here are pretty much, this is all we've done all of our lives. We've sort of renamed ourselves as travel advisors because we're more of an advisor now. We advise the general public where the deals are. Now, when the internet came out, everybody went online looking for the deal, but then so many people got burnt, okay? We actually work with what we call tour operators, cruise lines, that they pay us a commission to refer them the business. So if someone comes to me and says, I want to do Hawaii, then we know there's usually about three or four that actually we know has the best packages. And it usually comes out to be less expensive than doing an a la carte for the client buying the tickets, buying the car rental, buying the hotel, or buying the condo. Yeah. And these companies pay us to refer our clients. You know, we sell it for them.
Well, that makes sense to me. You're the travel agent or advisor, as Debbie put, is selling packages for the resorts, and then that's how they're getting compensated. Because I have heard horror stories about people trying to do it themselves online, and they try to go back to make a change, or if there's, you know, they've got to cancel, they try to get the refund, and it's almost it's like pulling teeth to try to get that particular online resource to respond to you.
That is why you use a local travel agency, because you can come in here and talk to us. You can look at us in the eye. You know, I'm still fighting with a couple of companies on getting people's money back, but these people know I'm fighting for them, and I will get it back. It's just taking a little bit longer time.
Having somebody in your corner fighting for you is a huge benefit when trying to get your money back. And when we started talking about, you know, money and what exactly it means to hire a travel advisor, I just kept thinking in the back of my mind that the travel industry has been hit hard. How are these guys, how are these small travel agencies and businesses, how are they doing during this time?
Well, we did get 2 months of the PPP, which took care of 2 months of salary. We did have a little bit of money in the bank. But you know, that's as I said yesterday, the bleeding has got to stop. We just put three people on unemployment. There's five of us girls. Oh yes, right. And it will come back. There is no doubt in my mind. It will come back in a vengeance. Okay. My goal hopefully is to. I feel like people are going to start booking. We moved a lot of stuff to next year. Okay, a lot. We do a lot of group business out of here. We just had a group that went in February. That was sort of, you know, some of the money that just came in right before all this happened, and then which has give us a little bit of padding. And then the group that we had going in October, we've had to move it to next June. So we know we've got business out there on the books. Between now and the end of the year, we might have another $5,000 come in at the most, but that, you know, that basically pays the rent, and then the rest of us, like I say, we'll have three on unemployment, and then moving forward, we just feel like by the end of the year we should be in good shape to bring everybody back in and move forward with 21 being a strong year for everybody. That's what we're shooting for. We don't know. No, it can't. You're exactly right. I mean, it is. 9/11 was not this bad. You know, we knew 9/11. It was like that happened. It was about a month and a half, and you know, that was it. You know, but this is a screeching halt. And everybody says never seen anything like it, because nobody has. The resorts, a lot of the resorts are opening back up now. So that's a good sign. We feel like that again, if we can get the airlines to, you know, do open up the flying, you know, flying more and more to the destinations, the hotels opening up, the cruise lines, that's an issue. Right now they're pretty well canceled through. They're saying a few of them are going to sail in August. We'll see. It's like it changes every couple of weeks. Sometimes it can change from one day to the next. Hawaii, when you said Hawaii, you cannot go to Hawaii unless you're planning on staying for 2 weeks. Right now, it's a 2-week quarantine. If you go to Hawaii, you cannot have a return ticket. It has to be at least for 2 weeks.
2 weeks? Now, I know my wife and I have not talked about spending 2 weeks in Hawaii, although we would love to. It's just cost prohibitive. This brought up another slew of questions that I had regarding these restrictions. I wasn't even thinking that when I was thinking about booking travel plans.
One of the girls here in the office, her friend went to Hawaii and her daughter lives there. And she said, you know, they've got to stay at least 2 weeks minimum. And the UK, England, Scotland, Wales, just 2 weeks ago, they instituted that. If you're going to the UK, you cannot go anywhere else for at least 2 weeks. So if you plan on going there, you've got to have at least a 2-week stay there. So you know how many flights connect through London. Well, you can't connect through London and go to Spain or anywhere, or Germany. You have to have 2 weeks in that country. So it is just, it's crazy what just keeps popping up and is instituted day to day. Well, just, I had sold back in November, I sold a family of five going to Germany, you know, it was a nonstop. And he called me and said, well, he waited to the last minute to see if the flights were going to operate, which, you know, I pretty much knew the closer we got, it felt like it wasn't. And I told him, I said, now if the flights were operating, which obviously they're not, I said, can you even get into Germany? He said, no. He said, their borders are locked down. So, Yeah. Amen. Mhm. Right. We are. And then you have to look at each state. I didn't realize this until the other day. I was talking to a tour operator on a resort in Florida, and she says, what state are you in? I said, South Carolina. She says, oh, okay. She said, certain people that live like New York, New Jersey, up in that area, they can't fly to Florida without doing a quarantine once they get there. And I just had a friend that drove to Florida. He said they stopped him and asked what state they were from. He said at the line, you had to stop and tell them where you were from, show your license. So, yeah, there's all kinds of things. And I've got a honeymoon couple that was supposed to go to St. Lucia. And St. Lucia came up with the idea, in order to fly into St. Lucia, you've got to have a COVID test within 48 hours. Well, you can't get a COVID test within 48 hours of arriving there. You can't do it here. You just cannot get it and get the results back. So they redone and decided to go somewhere in the United States. And then I've had another honeymoon couple that he applied for his passport when they booked their honeymoon back at the first part of March. I said, do you have your passport? No, but we're applying for it this week. And I went, and whoever thought this would turn into this way? But he, they called me last week and said, we still don't have our passport. I said, you can't go. Yeah, last week. And they still don't have his passport. They called the passport office and they were like, they sort of just, he said, they said, we felt like an idiot because they just went, we don't know when you'll ever get it. They were just like overwhelmed. They said they were just overwhelmed. It is. Yeah. It, every time we turn around, there is a new restriction. And I question myself just about on everything because I have to think about it. Can they go there? Is this something, you know, are you able to, you know, I have to double check every time because I want to make sure I'm telling my client correct, because the worst thing to do is get them to the airport and be told, no, you can't go. Oh, I do. I do. And this is it's a lot of fun. You meet a lot of really cool people. And, you know, I love to see people get excited about, because, like I say, I did sales. I did media sales for, golly, close to 15 years maybe. And it's a different sale. This is a sale where people, I mean, they're excited about doing something, you know. So it makes you feel good.
And isn't that what travel is supposed to be about? About making you feel good? But what makes me feel good is actually being able to talk to somebody. And I think that's huge, especially when you're talking about travel during these times. But don't take my word for it. Here's Dwayne.
I'm Dwayne Herndon. I'm a travel advisor with Cruise Planners. And the name is a little bit deceiving because we don't just sell cruises. We sell any types of travel, all inclusives, airfare, hotels, even VRBO. We can get that type of Airbnb accommodations for people. And we are backed by American Express, Cruise Planners is. So that gives a little extra level of security there. We only use preferred vendors that have gone through the tests of time. And, you know, they're rather the companies that are more successful with their travel. So when we book through our vendors, we're assured that without any extenuating circumstances like COVID, that the trips are going to happen and come off flawlessly.
Now, Dwayne's story is a little different than most, but not any different than any new startup business or small business. You see, Dwayne didn't have an extensive clientele of travel business because he just started last year.
I started in actually August 1 of last year was my first month of business. So I went to training. Cruise Planners has their own, what they call Star University, and they train us on their system, which is they have the best technology of any travel company in the business. And so we went through a week of training with that and with the marketing people. And so they trained us pretty well in a short period of time. There was a lot to intake, especially for people that had not been in the travel business like myself. There were a lot of seasoned travel agents that, you know, after years of working for somebody else, they decided to buy their own franchise with Cruise Planners. And so they knew the basics of travel. There were so many things that I learned. I had no idea as a consumer booking my own travel that, you know, how complicated the systems were. So, yes. Absolutely. Yes, it's just me for now. I'm the owner, and it's just me. But the business really didn't dry up. I can't say that because I didn't have a lot to begin with. I had just started. So it wasn't like I'm still booking. I'm still booking cruises. I booked another all-inclusive. We're booking a lot of stuff out into next year. some people are still optimistic, and they, like myself, I have a cruise booked in October that I've had booked, and I'm optimistic that it's going to go.
Now, the more I talked to Dwayne, the more positive I felt about travel, like this year. But I still have reservations about going on a trip to Hawaii, knowing about the situation with staying 2 weeks. But you know what? I did want to know a few general things to think about in terms of planning a trip.
Well, the first thing I always tell everybody is don't wait to book. If you have an idea of where you want to go, get a date in your head, even if it's a year and a half out, go ahead and book it, because the travels, it's out there. It's available. Maybe not air flights, but you can book an all-inclusive. You can book a trip to Hawaii. You can reserve your rooms and stuff ahead of time. And that way you have something, and you just deposit, and you have a while to pay for it if that's an issue. For a lot of people, it is. You know, they want to book a $2,000 cruise, but they can't shuffle out $2,000 right away. So I encourage people to book early. Do your own research before you talk to a travel advisor. Look at places and say, you know, just say you have an idea. I want to go here. I want to take this cruise. And then we can do the legwork and send you quotes. And then you can look at 3 or 4 things instead of 100 things that you see on the internet. I was going to say something else too. As far as booking ahead, there's always a possibility that you get a better deal if you book ahead into, an off season or a special. They're always running special deals on cruises. That's most of what I've booked so far. I booked one all-inclusive resort for a client, but most of what I booked is cruises, and there's always a deal somewhere. Human beings, we have this world at our fingertips, and most of us want to see it all. So that's just, it's in our nature. We're not going to be happy quarantined at home. It's just not going to happen.
So if you are looking to travel, there's good reason to be optimistic. You've heard from two experts right here in the travel booking business. Dwayne Herndon with Cruise Planners and Deb Metcalf with Travel Agents International. Local travel agency businesses here in the Greenville, South Carolina area. Hey, thanks for listening. And if you're a business in Greenville County or surrounding county, we would love to hear from you. Please like, share, subscribe, or comment about the show. We want to hear from you because we are here to help. My name is Stefan. I'll see you next time.
Loved what you've heard on this week's episode? Well, the answer is simple. It would mean the world to us if you could head over to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review and feedback. Spreading the word really is the best way to grow our podcast and achieve even greater things. Thank you. Thank you.